Hello, welcome back to the Near Fall podcast. This is the second podcast in our history, and it's a pretty big one, to be fair. We're going to be covering WrestleMania and the aftermath that comes after WrestleMania, which is obviously incredibly, incredibly important to cover. This is the Near Fall podcast, where you can get the most unprofessional professional wrestling download, discussion, all that kind of jazz. My name is Jack Mobley, and my co-host, Connor Thornton, a.k.a. your dad, is in the chat. Say holla.
Holla. Holla, holla, holla. I am indeed Teddy Long, and I'm incredibly glad to be here. And I'm ready to talk absolute shit about some wrestling. Hope you're excited.
But before you do that, I've got a tag team match for you.
And I get a spot from the Undertaker.
But no, this is the second podcast we've done. It's a pretty big one, I think you would agree, Connor.
Yeah, it's a sequel to the road to WrestleMania. So we've been there, got the t-shirt, and now we're back home to review it.
Yeah, it was a long show, to say the least.
It's a very long show.
I think overall it was a good show. What do you think?
You've catfished twice already. It was a good show. Yeah, I agree with you. Overall, I think the whole overall results for each of the matches were what the fans were expecting and what were they wanting for once. I think a lot of people actually went home pretty happy for once. But I thought the match was hit and miss. But overall, this is quite an enjoyable one. It wasn't the worst WrestleMania of all time.
Yeah, I would agree with you with that. I think especially the last 2 years have been quite, I don't know,
bittersweet.
Like the high moments. You what, sorry?
Bittersweet.
Yeah, they've had their deep, good moments, but then just really kind of fall flat in a way.
Yeah.
And I think this time they've kind of nailed it in terms of storytelling and the pacing, especially, I thought was on point. And then obviously the results, which we'll get into. But I would agree with you that the match quality wasn't great. But then again, we're not watching NXT TakeOver. We're watching WrestleMania. And I think it's a bit of a difficult one to get matches right.
Yeah, that's true in a sense. But then that's like the secondary product, apparently, that's a lot better for professional wrestling. It's just there seems to be more hell-bent on sports entertainment. But even then, the TakeOver guys are doing sports entertainment better than the actual main roster.
I've never met anyone who is interested in that. I prefer the main product, quote unquote.
Yeah.
To NXT, if you know what I mean, like who's sitting there watching Apollo Crews versus No Way Home and saying that's better than, I don't know, Black versus Andrade or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, let's kind of briefly touch on the pre-show. We had Tony Nese versus Buddy Murphy. Carmella winning the Battle Royal, the Raw tag titles up for grabs with Zack Ryder and Hawkins, and the Revival, and then the Andre the Memorial Battle Royal. So, I didn't watch pre-show.
Shocker.
I have places to be, and I don't have a spare fucking 8 hours in my day to watch the entirety of WrestleMania. What did you make of the pre-show?
I thought the pre-show was all right, and I think the first match was probably one of the best matches on the entire card. I thought Tori Nese versus Buddy Murphy was really good, just as a match. Like I'm not a big 205 Live follower or anything, but obviously I know a lot of the guys that are in 205 Live because a lot of them come from the indies. But I thought it was a decent match. I'm quite not confused in a sense, but like I find Tony Nese's finisher for the Premier Athlete to be like a running boot. Doesn't seem as like spectacular as like the guy who's meant to be, not working against him or anything. I just thought it was a bizarre switch. Battle Royale was okay, I guess. Definitely a lot of like star building going on. Like they're trying to shift the focus on some other people and stuff like that. But then the Carmella winning it, I was like, okay. Like I thought it was cool if Sarah Logan won. That's definitely like a right turn. They're obviously wanting to put it on their big vagina looking trophy onto someone.
Well, I think going back to the cruiserweight match, from what I have seen from 205, which is here and there, I'll pick up a highlight here or there, that kind of thing. Buddy Murphy has completely ran through the entire roster.
Yeah, yeah, he's improved a lot.
He's unlike, rightly so, he's probably the best superstar wrestler, whatever, on 205 Live, and that's, you know, his dues have come to him. But in terms of trying to, you know, keep the product interesting, they've had to sort of shoot the belt onto someone else, or else, you know, what else are you going to do? You're just going to repeat storylines, aren't you, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's good to have, you know, Tony needs to pick it up. Again, I do agree with you in terms of the finisher, like, they're meant to be high-flying and that kind of thing. I understand if they didn't promote it as 205 as the high-flying product of exciting, aerial, extravaganza, then that's understandable. But the fact that they do advertise it at that, they have, you know, shit finishers.
Yeah,
in a sense,
it's not a bad finisher by any means. It's just I just found it weird that you would go from like
that's a fair point. Not shit, just
yeah. Like, it's not even inappropriate. It's just for like the style he does and stuff like that. It feels like not out of place. It just feels like an odd finisher to go for when there's probably something else that he's done better, like as a previous finisher.
And especially when, you know, off the top of my head in WWE, you've got Adam Cole, Daniel Bryan, with
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins to an extent, yeah. That's too many, really, isn't it, already?
Mm-hmm.
And as a finisher, it's meant to
did
be...
Did you say Nakamura as well, or did you?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah, I forgot about that. And then every other guy is used as a super kick as well, so it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah, it's a bit odd for that. Carmella winning the Women's Battle Royal. It's a bit out of left field in a sense. I thought Asuka was going to win.
Yeah, yeah. We were all saying Asuka to win. I want Asuka to win everything.
It's a bit odd with the whole her dropping the belt and then making it a whole all-in-one, winner-takes-all match. I'm not sure what they got planned there, whether they're going to unify the women's division or whether he's going to drop one of the belts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe she'll drop the belt to Ronda. We'll get into it later, but maybe she'll drop the belt to Ronda again. I don't know. Anyway, Kurt Hawkins.
Yes. And Zack Ryder. Don't forget Zack Ryder. Right. Mr. WrestleMania. The true Mr. WrestleMania at this point.
The millennial WrestleMania.
The internet Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They
defeated
the revival. Fucking revival.
The revival. Like, I feel so bad for those guys.
Yeah.
Like they've had a shit time. Even as champions, have had a shit time. Yeah.
Like, I don't. From what I gather of the making of this feud, is it was quite short notice. It was pretty much made up on the Monday beforehand. And surely, if you're going to give like Kurt Hawkins like the build to like win one match, you'd make it more prominent and not like a all of a sudden WrestleMania moment kind of thing.
Yeah, like you'd build it up, like lose and lose and lose, and then win with a quick rock.
Like he's a true underdog, but then like at the same time, the revival would have benefited more from having like a good match with someone else, rather than losing the belts on their like. Yeah, I think is this their first WrestleMania? Maybe their second, but I think like they definitely deserve to come out as winners for this. Yeah,
I think their debut the Raw after Mania last year.
Right, yeah, so that makes more sense. So they got their first match at WrestleMania, surely they get to come out looking like stars. If that's like the whole point of the tag team division, instead of dropping it to like a quickly assembled tag team. Well, not quickly assembled.
On the pre-show.
Yeah, on the fucking, like, this is on the fucking pre-show.
These were belts that were fucking on the pre-show. I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
It's all like, there's so many non-title matches on the main card.
Yeah, Shane McMahon versus The Miz. It worked.
I mean, that's not a pre-show, but hell,
to me it is.
AJ versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God.
As much as I hate seeing AJ on the pre-show, but anyway, I think it's good. They retained on the Raw after Mania as well, so that's still going on right now. Kurt Hawkins, that are all the Raw Tag Team Champions.
It's a
weird state of affairs at the moment, isn't it?
So they're trying to promote tag team wrestling as being like one of their main key ingredients and one of their key things, but then they keep taking the belts away from actual tag teams and putting them on to like another random
Chad Gable and
Bobby Roode, Glorious, whatever. Then you've got Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, but like the Revival and the Bar and the New Day don't seem to be getting much. That's probably a bit of an overstatement because the Bar have held it loads of like 5-time tag team champions already.
I see, it kind of just speaks volumes about the division really at large.
It's not like Cesaro doesn't deserve to, or and Sheamus have like don't deserve to have a 5-time championship reign, but it's been over the course of like a year. That doesn't happen in a lot of promotions.
It's just they're struggling to find people to have feuds with long term, so there's been hot shotting them to here, there and everywhere. It's just been, I don't know, poor state of affairs, especially on Raw as well. Like they've lost AOP. Because I think I can't remember who got injured, and that's kind of put them out of action. Otherwise, I think this could have been Revival versus AOP, which would have been, I think, like fantastic,
a callback, yeah.
Exactly. Braun Strowman winning the match, I really don't give a fuck about that.
it wasn't all that great. They had two guys in from SNL, it was kind of like the Drew Carey bit from 2001, the Royal Rumble of 2001. Like, is that the same? Like, it's kind of felt like that's kind of bit hadn't aged as well.
I could have told you that beforehand as well.
Could have done without it.
I thought they might have got rid of that early doors on like halfway through the match and like, you know, kind of eliminating each other in a way.
Yeah.
Something
like they were involved, but like they hid it under the ring.
I saw the highlight of that where it's just bell goes, they crawl out the bottom rope, under the ring, stay there, try and eliminate Braun. Braun's not having it.
He gets some interaction with like celebrities apparently, when to me he's more famous than those guys are.
Yeah.
I've never even heard
of those, and I watch SNL clips like now and then. If it was the guy from Kenan and Kel, he's on SNL now.
Has been for a while. Yeah.
That would have been sick.
Mm.
It's not. It's these fucking.
Or Bill Hader.
Bill, mate, that would have been sick. Bill Hader.
Because at least more. I don't think he's. I think he wants to smoke pot with Roman Reigns, so he probably won't let him through the back. Violating the wellness policy, man.
Can't be violating the wellness policy now, can you?
Nope.
But, Braun Strowman winning the armbar, whatever really hell it's called. And that leads us on to the first match of the night. Or do you want to briefly touch on...
I want to quickly go over the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal curse, since everyone who seems to win it fades into oblivion. Kind of.
No, Baron Corbin.
Yeah, what did he do? What did Mojo Rawley do? Matt Hardy didn't need the Andre the Battle Royal Memorial Trophy. He was Matt Hardy. Cesaro won it the first time,
they could make it into something that would like elevate a star, but I think they just use it.
It doesn't do anything.
The only reason why they use it is to either accelerate storylines or to end one. Do you know what I mean? Like Matt Hardy, but was Bray came in, helped him, and then they became a tag team. Actually, that's probably the only one. The rest of them are all, I retract what I said. It's just bullshit. I hate it. Like they could make it so good, but it's really not.
Give
them like, I don't know, like elevate the mid card belt a bit.
Yeah.
By like saying like, you win that, you get a chance at the Intercontinental title or the US title or something like that. Don't have to give them a fucking WWE Championship opportunity. Stick a load of the smaller guys in there.
Yeah.
Keep Braun Strowman out there. Let them show off a bit, see what they can do.
Yeah.
And then give them an opportunity and actually something good where they can be on a stage in front of people, like get eyes on them.
Mm-hmm.
and potentially put the belt on them, if not start a feud.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Go from there.
Because it could be used as like an early building for some like new talent, I guess, if you want. If you make it into like a more tournament format, so you like spread it out over the course of like the road to WrestleMania, if you want, and just like have like quarterfinal matches for getting to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle,
the
Andre the Giant Memorial Classic, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, and then you can have like the actual big match there. So then it gives more prestige to it.
That'd be even better.
Like it makes it more prestigious. Like you have to work to get to it. You don't just get a lottery pick and you get to run in and maybe survive and win it. Like you make it more prestigious. Like it's something you want to win.
And then it also hypes up people on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
So instead of having Apollo Crews in a random match, he's in an actual match against another competitor.
Yeah.
Who want to progress to the final.
Yeah. It's basic stuff.
Nah, it's not that basic, to be honest. It's very complicated and very convoluted.
You know what? You know
far
what?
Too much for the small minds of Vince McMahon and Co.
You might be right. You might be right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But.
But anyway, that leads us to the big one. The big show. Not that one. WrestleMania.
The Big Show vapes. Yeah, there was loads of photos of about after the Hall of Fame thing. It was like a collection I saw of like for the past like 4 years. It's like just photos of someone taking it. So photos that have been taken of him sitting in the audience vaping, and I thought it was hilarious.
Vape Nation
in the Hall of Fame.
In the Hall of Fame. Like, Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Anyway.
Of all the people.
Yeah, I know, right.
I bet he rips some fat ass crap. He's so big, he's got huge lungs.
Yeah.
He must have some fucking ripping clouds. Cloud chasing,
mate. Builds his own coils. Does his own wicks.
He's got his own juice.
Got his own box mod, mate. The big box mod.
The big box. Anyway.
Sorry.
The opens of Alexa Bliss comes out, Hulk Hogan of all people.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? Like
makes his joke about like the New York Jets
again,
driver,
again,
and then gets the name of the MetLife Stadium wrong.
Again, he does it every time. Like he did it once by accident, and it was really funny. And then every time he comes out now, he's like, "We're back at the Silverdome, brothers." Like you said it the last time, you're clearly just an old man now. Come on, Hulk.
Everyone like stops laughing, and looks at each other, and just like,
"Is he okay?
Is he okay? Is he okay? I hope Alexa knows what to do. Tell him where he is."
It's also really weird. Like the host of Alexa Bliss was like, well, sorry, they're presenting it as the host Alexa Bliss, and then she comes out to host it, and then it's like, oh, by the way, I've also got another name first, who I clearly need help from. Here comes Hulk Hogan, someone who nobody really wants. Well, I don't want him there. I don't see the point in Hulk Hogan being anywhere near WWE in this day and age. Right, they need to like
just get him
fucking
off telly, mate.
Move
just
on.
Fucking,
move on. Like the people need to stop talking about him. Stop putting him out in front of everyone. Like he doesn't need to be relevant anymore. It's totally fine. Everyone's okay. We've moved on.
But that is the thing this year that was good. As like I felt as if the nostalgia was toned down.
Yeah.
In terms of the matches, anyway.
Yeah.
And having said that,
apart from one,
but you know you don't have one. Well, I think that leads quite nicely into the first match of the night, which is a surprise. Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. Brock Lesnar comes out first.
Well, Paul Heyman comes out first.
Announces
that he's a lazy bastard and wants to go home because he's not the big boy at the end of the match.
Yeah, which I thought was a perfect...
It made a lot of sense.
It hits all the buzzers in terms of, like, the characters and in terms of the pacing, because I thought the pacing of this show was brilliant in the way that they spaced out the matches.
Yeah.
But I've got the card up in front of me. Seth Rollins is the first match. Then the WWE title match is the fifth match, and then the last match, which is the 11th, was obviously the main event.
Mm.
And we all know the results. We all know that the big babyface has won. And I thought that the, you know, the big WrestleMania moments, quote unquote, happened at the right times, and that's what made the show kept it interesting and had like the, you know, the little squash matches here and there, and it was perfect, really, I thought, in terms of the pacing, anyway.
Yeah.
Tell me about the match or what happened.
Sorry.
tell me about what happened with Brock Lesnar.
You know, Seth Rollins basically did Brock Lesnar to Brock Lesnar. Seth Rollins did five moves. Five. And won the belt.
Did get beat up as well.
Did get beat up, but then that's just the standard Brock Lesnar in the box formula. Like, it just felt like I wanted Seth Rollins to win, and I kind of felt like I knew he was going to win. So when he actually won, I wasn't as excited as I was intending to be. I don't know what I expected different to be different, to be honest. Like,
I was,
because it's a big thing. It's a big fucking thing. Because like we were saying on the last show, it's like we need Brock Lesnar to get the belt off it, and then I see him actually lose the belt, and I wasn't as excited. I don't know why.
I had a bit of a fist bump. I think just mainly because it actually happened.
Yeah.
And I think that was more overwhelming than the actual the match.
It's like he's finally gone.
He was getting beat up, and I was like, underdog story, it's happening.
Yeah.
Like, being the fucking smart mark that I am.
Yeah. It's like just two minutes, it's like, okay, so Brock's going to come down and throw him about, and he comes down and throw him about, and then something's going to happen. It's like, oh, curb stomp. It's like, oh, curb stomp again.
At the same time, I don't want to see a 10-15 minute match with Brock Lesnar.
No, you're right. I wanted him to get out of there as fast as fuck. So
it was great.
Yeah.
And hopefully we don't see his face again.
He'll come back. He's coming back. He's also going to fight Cormier. And I thought, hope Cormier hands his ass to him.
In UFC?
Yeah. I'm on Team Cormier.
So, yeah, that's the thing.
If you want to go be the big bad tough man, go do it in a big tough man sport.
Exactly. And he does wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Stiff as fuck.
Yeah.
Which, you know, can work, can't work, whatever. But yeah, I thought this was perfectly timed match. Little bit pissed off that he had to use the low blow. I feel as if they could have done without that, but I feel as if it was kind of like
never. Yeah.
And it was like, well, okay, we'll take it. Three curb stomps again, protecting Brock. It happened, but we now have a new Universal Champion in Seth Rollins, and I couldn't be happier about that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. So hopefully we get some like quality feuds, and hope he does like similar to what he did with Intercontinental run the last time, and just defend against people. And
I think we'll talk about the match on Raw a bit later, but that was good. But moving on to the next match, Randall Keith Orton versus AJ Styles.
They don't want that.
But I thought this was a better match than I anticipated.
Yeah.
To be.
Yeah.
Not very memorable.
No.
Many spots off the top of my head, but I
wonder why.
Be a lot more drawn out than what it was.
Yeah.
Randy hits all his usual moves.
Yep.
AJ did well. I think there was some decent moves in there.
AJ made Randy Orton look fair. Like he could wrestle.
Yeah.
Because he's better than he is.
Same stuff.
I wasn't interested in this at all. I was kind of happy this was out of the way.
I can't even remember how he won. Did he win? I want to say he won off a 450.
No. It was a forearm.
Was it a forearm?
He hit a 450. He kicked out.
He also
kicked out the RKO, which is apparently meant to mean something.
Well, it is the one hit. It is the one.
Yeah.
It's like one punch man, like fucking. That's it. You're done. Otherwise, but no, I think there's a lot less said about that.
Happy AJ won. Best. That was the best thing about the match is the fact that AJ won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think I can
I
handle.
feel as if AJ going forward, what does he do now? It's a bit up in the air.
But he could
I
do
think
whatever
the
he wants.
superstar shake-up.
You can have some. I guess if he really wants to, just now you can probably go on a bit of a losing streak and like try going against Seth Rollins and Finn Balor and like just lose, and then at the same time put Finn Balor over, put Seth Rollins over, like they're beating a
Yeah.
former world champ straight off the bat. He goes against
I would
Samoa,
like to see him
go
on
against against
Raw
Samoa Joe
now.
too, and then loses to Samoa Joe, and then he's like on this I can't keep up anymore, need to prove myself sort of stuff, and then he can be Kofi Kingston next year.
That'd be sick. That'd be so sick.
Like
I'd love
I don't
that.
think WWE are able to do like the long-term WrestleMania story very well. Like I think they got lucky with Kofi.
It's like the Okada thing, isn't it? That you're literally talking about like no, sorry, Tanahashi kind of thing, where it's like the seasoned veteran loses the belt, can't keep up, but
It's
yeah, that's the
pretty
thing. It
basic.
works
It
so
does work
well.
well. It's simple. They keep overcomplicating it with unnecessary shit and little bits that don't need to be there, like Mrs. Da being there. Like, I don't know why he's there. He doesn't add anything to the match.
Exactly.
But we'll get to that.
Well, yeah, before that, we had the Usos
Mean
versus
after?
the what?
You said before that. After that.
Oh, no, sorry, it's before the Shane and Miz
Oh,
match,
sorry, yeah,
sorry.
sorry, my bad. Okay.
But
Do.
we had the Usos, Black and Ricochet, Rusev and Nakamura, and the Bear.
The bar.
Decent match, I'd say.
Yeah, it wasn't
Didn't really.
dreadful. It was a pretty standard 10
I
minute.
feel as if the eight wrestlers in the ring were great. Like they are great wrestlers in their own right, but I could have easily enjoyed a Usos versus the Bar more so. I don't know. I feel as if Black and Ricochet has never felt good to me. It's never felt right. I feel as if I hope they don't bring them up as a tag team. God, please no.
Well, there's apparently still an NXT, so we don't
Well, yeah, that's the
know.
thing. They tag and they have moves together, but they don't have any sort of common goal, any sort of like common, even like ring attire is just like
Yeah, it's kind of like the
meh.
bar all over again. It's like maybe eventually
Yeah, but
they'll find something, but do they actually need to be a tag team together?
I don't know. Just
Because
not
I
about it,
see
mate.
what you mean, but it's just like they're good as a tag team because they're both really, really, really good wrestlers. Like,
Like they're better as singles.
yeah,
Like,
definitely. There's
full stop.
more allure to both of them as singles wrestlers.
100%.
But like, I'm guessing they're going through like the whole young boy tag team story where they just get together really well, then they fall out over some petty bollocks.
I was gonna say, like, who turns heel in that situation? Black?
He doesn't have to be the guy. Like they could both go heel, I guess. I think you'd expect him more from Alistair, given his character. I don't say gimmick, but
Yeah,
character, I suppose.
that's what I
Like
mean, but
I think Ricochet going heel just now is unnecessary. Like he needs to be a big baby face because he's good.
I'll never turn Ricochet heel. Like, I don't think you'll ever work as a heel. You can't have the 6:30 and be a heel.
Yeah, no, you can't do like all you're just like I'm bad at. Actually, you probably could. You could just be like really arrogant and go like full MJF and just say I'm better than you because I do all this shit, and you can't.
Yeah, but they'll never do that.
But like I thought, yeah, just a decent match. But the Rusev Nakamura tag and tag team's like another Legion of Nations or League of
Yeah.
Nations kind of vibe got onto it. It's like we have foreign guys who don't know how to talk to them, so we're gonna make them some ragtag tag team again. They do it
Yeah,
every year. It's just
it's
pointless.
not,
It's like we don't know what to
it's
do.
just, yeah, it's pointless. Like, Rusev was on such a good singles run with the US
Yeah,
title, and all
yeah,
of a sudden they ended up tagging together, which is
yeah.
stupid.
Like they've both been tag team champ. They've both, sorry, not tag team champions. They've both been US champions. Right, Nakamura was on the pre-show of the show. He won of the pay-per-view. He won last year at Royal Rumble. It's just like
Oh,
what are you doing with him? What's the point?
exactly.
Please leave Nakamura. Go AEW. Do it. Or go back to Japan.
Yeah, I can't remember who took the pinfall match, actually.
Can't remember. Are you?
This fucking that's
Was
awful,
it
but
Nakamura?
maybe
Or was it Rusev?
I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even tell you, mate. But anyway, let's move on to bigger and better things.
Oh God.
The Usos winning that match anyway. I believe it was just super kick and then double frog splash. Got them. Shane McMahon versus The Miz was the next match, and I thought this was an okay match.
Yeah, no, I agree with like the actual false count anywhere stuff was really good. I thought
Yeah.
that I shat myself when Shane went over the bar onto the top of the golf cart.
Yeah.
So did Craig when we were watching it with him, our colleague in the wrestling patterns. He was like, "Oh my God, I thought he's dead." And I was just like, "Oh God."
He's dead. He's dead.
But it was
Jesus.
cool. It was cool to like actually like have the nostalgia, I guess, for like it's like, was he gonna jump off? Is it gonna be that? And he's like, oh, this next thing. It's like, oh, he's gonna jump off that. Oh wait, no, it's the next thing. He's gonna jump off. Oh, it's not that at all either. He's gonna jump off of this instead. And then it's like, oh,
Yeah.
suplex spot. Okay.
The George thing was a bit weird.
Why was he? I cannot comprehend why the
It
Miz
just,
is so hell bent on pleasing a guy who's clearly a dick.
yeah, he's dick. It oh, is
Like
it, you
this.
know, the worst thing is for me as well is people. Well, the wrestlers are in the ring and they bring people from the outside who don't get wrestling
Yeah.
on George, and they bring them in, and they don't know what they're
It
doing.
doesn't add
They're just
anything
told
to
to
it.
do one thing. It
Like.
doesn't add anything. He's not a charismatic person.
No.
Like, if Miz's dad was charismatic and could, give out a quick quip and a line here and
Yeah,
there, then that would
like it
be
was
good.
actually like the Miz was like the mini of this person.
Yeah,
But like
exactly.
there's no
But he's not.
talk, there's no attitude, there's no arrogance.
He just stood in the ring, and
And
like
with his shit shoes.
it makes the shit more. It makes wrestling like seem way more scripted and fake than ever. And like, what's the fucking point? Like,
It's like
you're not adding.
it's like
Like,
we're trying to defend.
the only thing you're adding to that is the premise.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. The execution is terrible.
It's like when they do it that way, it's kind of like hard to like defend, like be a wrestling fan and be like, well, it's not scripted, but it is, but it's not. But then also, this is just fucking embarrassing.
Exactly,
It's
yeah.
like this
It's
is scripted, but
embarrassing
this
is
is
the right
bad. This
word.
is
It is the
badly
right word.
scripted. R this is badly scripted, is what it is. And regardless of it being fake or not, it's badly written. But
Exactly.
and I thought Shane winning the way he won was bad. Like I don't know. It was just like the mid,
Yeah.
like it's because I wanted this storyline to end. I didn't want this thing to keep going on. But then obviously because Shane's won, they're going to continue this on until fucking I don't know the next pay-per-view. But it should have been done.
Yeah.
Like Miz should have pinned him there and then, should have threw him off something, climbed down and pinned him, finished the storyline, have the
I do
WrestleMania
think
moment
there
with
had
his
to be.
dad, get it over and done with, and then get out the fucking door and stop.
I feel as if there would have been too many happy endings.
Is that
I
not
feel as
what
if
it's
they
not
had
meant?
to
Is that what it's
carry
meant to be
something.
about? You had Samoa Joe for the unhappy ending.
That's it though,
You
really.
destroyed Rey Mysterio. Oh my God, destroyed him.
Hold on. Hold your horses.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. It was
But
brutal.
yeah, the match finished with them going on like a what 5 meter high production tower, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not good with
And
scales.
they, yeah, they, I think, I'd say it's about 5 meters.
I don't fucking know.
But anyway,
Not an engineer, just watched it happen. Like not check, like going back
well,
under
come
30
on,
feet in the air.
like 10 foot, like something like that.
Fucking they're
But
high,
anyway,
they're high.
I dropped onto a polystyrene. I mean,
Wooden
really
storage
hard
box that's
wooden.
sitting next to a thing taking up space for some reason and not to be dropped into at all. Why would you suggest that? Why
Exactly.
would we have this big box of stuff next to something that you can? It's clearly not safe to have like a ledge with no bar across it. That's a health. That's a
Yeah,
health
no
and safety
barrier.
breach, boys. Fucking hell!
Yeah.
Know your technical safety.
Oh, they should have just had some tape, at least something to make it seem legit.
Oh,
that's just us.
We ran
At
out
the
of pipes.
time, I wasn't thinking about that. To be fair,
We ran out of
looking
pipes
back
of your
at the time,
sellotape.
at least come on, boys. Anyway, Miz almost. I thought he was just going to throw him off, which would have been fine.
Yeah,
But
and
then
then elbow drop
he
or
went for the
something.
suplex. Yeah, that would have been better. But a fucking suplex, okay, or superplex, off the top of that onto the wooden, whatever you want to call it, storage box, etc.
Or if like Shane McMahon turned into like a Falcon Arrow in midair, like spun the Miz right there, and like Michinoku drivered him, just like, word off. That'd be amazing. Then that'd be a cool bit to end it on. Not this panty, sweated mid-50s guy just fucking getting thrown about the arena. And then
I don't get it as well. Like, how did he end up on top? Like,
yeah, because he's the best in the world, Jack. That's why.
Oh.
Because if you take a suplex, then you actually do more damage to your opponent if you're the best in the world. And if you're not, if you're not CM Punk, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they're calling Shane McMahon the best in the world and they're taking that away from CM Punk too, man. They're so petty. The McMahon family is so fucking petty.
That's a reason.
It's probably not the reason they put it on Shane McMahon, but why else would you need to have someone called the best in the world in your show so they can say this guy is the best in the world? So if you Google best in the world WWE, it comes up Shane McMahon and not CM Punk.
But he won the World Cup.
They did, fuck off. It's not real, bro.
Anyway, I thought it was a decent match. It seems like this feud's going to continue. Yeah.
Why? Why?
Miz is gonna win the next match and that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Happy with that? I don't really care. I mean, the Miz has done great.
Yeah, I don't see why the Miz needs Shane McMahon to be his person to like feud with at the minute. I don't know why Shane McMahon's involved in it.
It's just a name, isn't it? Really, like they've got to have the name. It is product. At the end of the day, it's, you know, they can't go around. Mm-hmm. Appeasing, you know, the minority they've got the wider audience, haven't they?
Yeah, but you could have had the Miz versus AJ Styles or something, or the Miz versus Randy Orton probably would have been better. Well, not a better match, but probably would have worked for both of them, I guess. If the Miz beat Randy Orton, surely that means more than beating fucking Shane McMahon.
Imagine Randy Orton versus Shane McMahon.
Yeah. Oh God, no, no. that's don't say that. That'll probably be next year's one. But it turns out Vince McMahon's actually Randy Orton's dad too, and also Cowboy Bob Orton's dad. Vince McMahon just wants to be everyone's dad.
He's your dad, isn't he?
He's not my dad, is he? Fuck.
Anyway, the next match on the card: Fatal 4-Way Tag Match,
mm-hmm.
The Women's Tag Team Championship,
featuring the Women's Tag Team Division.
All of them, including the part-time Talia and Phoenix.
Yeah, I thought that was quite cool, actually. I thought it was kind of like an interesting legacy sort of thing to do. I think that should always be part of like a tag team sort of match, especially in WrestleMania.
Yeah,
like they always do it in like New Japan as well. They always have like the mid upcomers, a big new name, and then like legacy guys like Kojima and stuff. Kojima and Tiger Mask and that.
I think they'll be playing on this. Yeah, I can't see any of the four tag teams come up to challenge for the title in the women's division. Mm-hmm. At least they're still populating the women's world.
Yeah, like they've got to
legacy
make it more dense.
Thing, so.
Got to add some density to like the tag team sort of thing. Because as much as you have like tag teams, they're still other tag teams that are probably going to work better. There's like established tag teams on the indies. Like if you put Io Shirai and Kairi Sane on there now, then there's going to be a giant gap in quality of wrestling.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they're
because they're miles better.
Exactly. But we had, like I said, Beth Phoenix, Talia, Jackson.
Isn't Nia Jackson to me one of your favorites?
Like I said, the Iconics, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, and champions Bayley and Sasha Banks. Hug Connection.
How do you feel about that name?
It's fucking awful. Boston Hood Connection.
Yeah.
Fully me thinking of a name now. Boston Hood Connection. I don't know. It's like there's no thought gone into that.
I know. Like, it doesn't even sound like rock and sock. Like, at least it doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah. At all. Yeah. But oh, like it's called the Boston Hood Connection.
Yeah.
It is literally taking one gimmick and the other gimmick, and then putting them together with the word
connection. Yeah. So it's a literal connection.
Exactly.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Iconics won, which I thought was a great shout.
Yeah.
I either wanted them to win or attention.
Yeah.
And I thought it worked well in terms of the glam slam from the second rope or top rope, whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
And then Beth Phoenix gets pushed out of the ring. I can't remember who got the.
That is Billy.
Okay. Yeah, she got a pinfall on Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was a really good.
Yeah.
Overall, to be fair.
Yeah.
Everyone got their bits in.
Yeah.
And, I think it's good to put the belts on some different who are going to be as braggy as the Iconics. It's going to work really well. Forever's going to be, you know, knocking them off.
Yeah.
Their pedestal, and I can see the Icon while in and doing some slimy heel tactics in order to keep the belt. To be fair.
Yeah, some Eddie Guerrero stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Some lie, cheat, and steal.
For sure, for sure.
I thought it was.
I didn't know. Was Peyton Royce had her ring gear that inspired by Eddie Guerrero.
Mm-hmm. Same as Sasha. Like even they're taking that. She's taking that away from Sasha too. So like, I was anything as fun.
They were saying, notice tonight that it was when she had the five when she did the frog splash.
Yeah.
Because Sasha did the frog splash and Uncle Cole like.
You keep cutting out.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
She was like, "Oh, Eddie Guerrero, her favorite." And then Paige was like, "Yeah, if you look at Peyton Royce's ring attire, she has two." And I could hear cop thoughts go on like, "Shut, bitch! Okay. Not the fucking script. That's not the script." but no, it was good to have a match like this. Is quite up tempo. So I see Beth Phoenix get back in the ring.
Yeah. Oh god, this is so bad. Sorry guys, that was quite a bad one.
Oh sorry.
You have appeared to have cut out quite a lot in the past 2 minutes.
Oh sorry, mate.
It's alright.
I was saying Beth Phoenix hasn't really seen her. Hello.
No.
Sorry about this.
It's alright.
It was good to see Beth Phoenix back in the ring, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was enjoyable. I thought like the match overall was good. I think like again, like they did all their bits really well, and Beth Phoenix showed her worth and still hang with the young kids and put some of them over. I thought it was good that Sasha never got pinned on this for once, because she seems to get pinned quite a lot on like the big shows, and she would have been like another pay per view she's lost a belt on. But at least like it was Bailey who gave up for them, and it's good for the Iconics as well just to win. It's a good introduction for them to be a big tag team. It's good to see like homegrown or locally grown WWE stars actually getting chances to win. But I think it'll be a lot of interplay between Bailey and Sasha going outwards, since they need belts, I guess, and you can't just throw them into matches with Ronda just yet. Not Ronda, sorry, Ronda and Charlotte and Becky.
Yeah, I definitely prefer them both. Single stars.
Yeah.
I think Sasha's really dipped in the
year. I think it's because they don't know what to do with her. She's kind of a similar situation to the bar. She's been the champion that many times that it's kind of like not that interesting to put the belt on her anymore, because she'll probably just lose it to whoever's next. And it's a shame for her. She never really gets like a lengthy reign to be like a dominant champion. It's like they all seem to like
Yeah.
they all seem to be like transition champions for each other.
Yeah, and I feel as if Sasha's been a face the entire time, and I feel
Heel the
as if
entire
here
time.
she
It's like
is the
it's kind of weird that why would Bailey hang out with you if you're just gonna like beat her up whenever you're upset. It's like a weird feud builders. Just like let them wrestle each other. Like actually just build your stories properly.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of which.
Yes. Next match was the big male main event, I guess. Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan, the champion, the new Daniel Bryan, I should say.
The throne.
Kofi being accompanied by the rest of the New Day, Big E, Xavier Woods, then accompanied by
Hello?
and
Sorry.
sorry, I thought it was the beginning.
No, sorry. It's just he's dropping. Yeah,
Fuck's sake.
yeah, no, I'm sorry. For your 4G, isn't it as powerful as we thought it was? It was doing well. It lasted quite a while. But we'll. Oh, do you want me to go for this one?
Yeah, man, you
Right.
go for it.
Okay.
Kofi Kingston versus Daniel.
So this is probably the biggest match outside of the main event going into it, and I think positional wise, it was I would have expected it to be beforehand, like with it being the WWE Championship, it would have been before the main event that it had, just to make it a bigger deal. And then obviously Kofi Mania had been a big thing going into this match, and the match was really really good. It showed off both of them incredibly well, and Kofi at the end of it just feels deserved to win, deserved to be get a big push, and Daniel Bryan just showed off that he's still a great wrestler regardless of whether he's losing the belt, and we'll still enjoy what he does, and he can pick up whenever he wants, kind of similar to AJ Styles. But it's good for Kofi to get the big WrestleMania moment. But when it actually happened, I felt like again it's kind of similar to the Seth Rollins thing at the end of it. It's kind of like it's like I knew we wanted it to happen, to actually see it kind of happening properly was again I didn't have the same feeling as everyone else did because I'm not like a big investor on this particular storyline. But I thought it was a good to see this kind of change happening, like actually listening to an organically like popping superstar, someone who gained that momentum to go into this match. It's just nice to see that change actually like be carried out. Because again, Daniel Bryan is someone who stands out if you beat them. Like it's a big name to pin and it means
Well,
something.
let's put it like this. It was look back to a year ago, and Roman Reigns getting booed out of the and losing,
Yeah.
and then this year Kofi Kingston wins against Daniel Bryan. The former was unpredictable. No one liked it anyway. The latter was predictable to an extent, and everyone loved it. I feel as if you aren't if you this thing about like being predictable, whatever, and
Yeah.
being a shock and that kind of thing. I feel as if it's gonna happen anywhere, it's gonna happen at Mania.
Yeah.
And I feel as if you've got to have WrestleMania moments, and it was good that they executed them this year. I thought this was the best match. It just goes to show how good Daniel Bryan is, but I think more importantly, how good Kofi Kingston is
Yeah.
as a wrestler, because he's underrated. He can be a big star, I think, and I didn't know that until the push, and feels been stupid to neglect that, because as a tag team wrestler, he was great. I think before that, he was a bit lost, but then obviously found the New Day. They've had great success. We all know the plaudits that they've had,
Yeah.
and now they've reached the ceiling in terms of where else, what else can they do in the
Yeah,
tag
like
division. And then this out of nowhere moment changed the sparking of the Kofi movement, or whatever you want to call it.
yeah, Coffee Mania.
Kofi Mania, yeah, that's what that term is. And yeah, it's just kind of shone a new light on him, and it's been great. It's a breath of fresh air as well. Who else would you have had in the time? It's, I don't know, it seems a bit stale in terms of the main event scene in SmackDown.
Yeah, because like they've pretty much given every other big match that I kind of wanted to have seen on Raw or SmackDown. Like they didn't seem to have anyone outside of like I think thank God they had Kofi coming next. I don't think they actually knew what to do with put Daniel Bryan against.
Exactly. Yeah. I
because the matches that he just sells and like Nakamura were a bit flat. Sorry.
Yeah, but what that's the thing as well. They're both technical. It speaks volumes when I enjoy opening stage.
Yeah.
When like a lot of New Japan matches do it a lot where the opening interplay in terms of arm holds and quick pinfalls and
counters and push off the ropes and
fights and that kind of thing. It speaks volumes when that part of the keeps me drawn in. Most time I'll check my phone, I won't be really paying attention to the match, I'll be trying looking at wrestlers the fans listening more so than now because I just want to try and I just want the match to reach the next stage.
Yeah.
But this Kofi Bryan in terms of WWE opening stage wrestling was good. It was these two work well together and hope they have a couple together.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, because for the first time when this happens, when someone go back and get it, they fail the first time they've had another Devon matches or whatever, something ridiculous. I think there's a feud potentially.
Yeah,
and I think I don't know. There's something with Kevin Owens as well that's going to be happening.
We've got Sami Zayn coming back too, so it's another. But then again, are these the kind of people you want to lose when they've just come back? Like, are these people you want to have losing streaks coming straight at the bat, or are you wanting to have?
No, I'm saying further down.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
they're going to be in and about that picture, aren't they? I think.
Mm.
You got anything else to say on the big one?
No,
to be fair, you could definitely see this coming as soon as they had the belt stand table.
Fucking hell!
I was like, wow. I was okay. We're not hiding this at all. Then
I was like, why have they put the belt out? Like, why would you do that? And then like people started complaining about like Dave Meltzer retweeting WWE posting the t-shirt online. So the fucking WWE posted their own spoiler to their own match on their own website. It's not Dave Meltzer's fault.
Yeah, and also they had the other t-shirt as well.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, it wasn't that bad.
No.
But the belt, I thought the belt was bad.
It's like we all kind of wanted to happen, but like knowing it's going to happen because of that being there was like kind of like took you away from the fact that maybe they do a shock thing, because why would Daniel Bryan get a belt for beating Kofi? Like, where would you go away with two belts? That would make no sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So unless why would they need to replace the belt? Like the very special vegan, air friendly belt that Daniel Bryan requested does, because Kofi Kingston clearly doesn't care about the planet. Apparently, according to the logic of WWE here, if he's giving up the vegan belt, he can't be that much of a friend of the earth. So by this logic, Kofi's actually the heel here, and not the true babyface we all admire. Because he doesn't care about our planet.
Daniel Bryan is Lord and Savior. Vegan Bryan.
Vegan Bryan. Wants your corporations to pay their taxes and have a union and stuff and care about people. But fuck that. Let's boo that guy.
No gimme guns. Woohoo! Yeah, but
I light my candles with a .44 Magnum, son. It's the kind of man I'm talking about.
Well, as you were saying earlier, Samoa Joe absolutely smashed Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, I was actually really excited for this match. I thought this match was going to be fucking great. I thought it'd be like a great
But
like
did you?
David versus Goliath sort of match. It'd be fucking spots galore. Like he's Rey Mysterio's going to be a little rapscallion and keep escaping somehow. But nah, Samoa Joe came in and fucking killed him. Just
Yeah, but
killed him
did you
dead.
not? Did you hear? Did you not hear about Rey Mysterio being potentially injured?
Yeah, that's. But I also didn't know about that until like halfway through the match.
Wow.
When I was told, because I
What,
apparently,
30 seconds in?
yeah, like at the start, was it again? I got told, yeah, we started watching the match, and then someone, I think it was Darren, Daz, said that he'd been injured, and I apparently missed it. Reading on, being on the internet, I missed that one part, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be so good. And he's like, oh no, he's injured. And I'm like, oh, what? And then he's dead. He was dead. They killed him. R.I.P.
Oh, at least wait. At least could have waited another 30 seconds. Then it would have been more of a shock, I guess. Because like halfway through, you're like, "Oh yeah, oh he's injured, mate. Oh well, I was gonna leave."
It's like start.
And then he rocked.
Eventually, I was just like, I was like, Joe, he's had enough. Let him go. He's dead. He's
It's like
dead.
the Simpsons meme. Stop! He's
Dead. He's
already
already
dead.
dead. It's fucking.
Oh, it's so annoying. They could have had such a like the slick counter into the
Yeah.
Kokita clutch. Oh, it was it killed me. It knew me. It could have been so smooth, but Ray just slipped and slipped out of Joe's arms, and I was kind of just sitting there like waiting for Joe to like pick it back up for like the split second. It was just the tiniest bit awkward. So it went basically a couple of strikes here and there. Was it Hurricanrana onto the ropes? 619 goes up to the top row, tries to jump off, gets caught midair, but slips through Joe's arm, crouches down like a little fucking gremlin, and then Joe has to pick him back up and apply the Kokita Klux to then Ray is knocked out, passed out, I guess,
R.I.P.
and Joe wins. And that's that. Joe wins.
Yeah, like I this when this match was announced again, like I was really excited, and then I kind of like on paper it says a lot, but then the actual match or what could have been is too great. Like I made like
Yeah.
it's good for Samoa Joe
I feel as
to have
if
a dominate like a dominating victory over an actual legend. Like that means a
Yeah.
lot, but like holy shit. Fucking killed him.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting to see what they do
Yeah.
with Braun as well, because that was the thing on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Braun came out and
But what's
tried to
but like
go to
does
absolute
can Samoa Joe not just have like a reign for a little bit? Like why do they always
Yeah,
fuck
just
this up?
a
Like
little.
they just put people on, they go, oh, here's your big moment. Okay, you've had it now, give me it back. It's going to someone else. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, fuck off. Like Becky's
Joe could really do bits with it as well.
Yeah. Like he could dominate. Like he could be an actual dominant heel if they do it correctly. But they'll probably fuck it. Because they like to do that.
Talking about dominant heel, got Roman Reigns versus.
Hench
What did you make of
McIntyre.
this one?
It's all right. I don't.
This one really passed over me, I think.
Yeah, like
In
I
I've
was.
watched I've watched it in like several cities. In Kofi match, Joe match, and this match.
This felt like a Raw match.
For
Like it wasn't. It
yeah, it
wasn't.
did.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just like. They knew it. Like it's like why would Roman Reigns lose this?
Just completely glossed over and then,
Yeah.
yeah, sent had cancer. You're not gonna win, mate.
So you know, so what Drew McIntyre shouted at a man who just came back from leukemia and he's somehow going to get he's going to come and win this. It's not a good vibe. Make a wish foundation.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much
If something bad
it.
happens to you, Drew McIntyre will probably come down and kick you in the fucking face. Because
Yeah,
he
like
hates
WWE so.
happiness.
Imagine if it's like a Make-A-Wish kid who wants back in.
Oh my god,
Could you imagine that?
no, because you cut out. Sorry.
Could you imagine Drew McIntyre?
Cut out again. I can't imagine.
Imagine.
I can't imagine Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a Make-A-Wish kid was McIntyre?
No.
Anyway,
sorry.
I can't really think of anything. I can't really think of anything.
No, it was all right. It was solid. It's good to see. It's good to see Roman's healthy and can wrestle again. It's good to see that.
Yeah, and it was just like a complete by the book kind of.
Yeah. Nothing special, but welcome back. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now for the world's longest match. Holy shit.
Triple H versus Batista. No.
This
if Triple H loses,
was.
He has to end his career.
Pesh.
It was long.
It was fucking
a bit
dreadful.
The initial part was decent with the outside of the ring.
I thought
it was okay. And
yeah.
It was just completely. Like, so it was just dragged and dragged.
Yeah.
I don't want to see these wrestlers wrestle.
No.
At all.
No, I agree with you.
I'd rather watch TakeOver. There's so many.
Yeah. Yep. I thought the nose ring spot was decent. But then it's just another Triple H match where it just proves that he was never actually that good a wrestler in the first place, so he's going to have to use loads of toys to do some damage with and have props and then have Ric Flair, 70-year-old Ric Flair, come in and help him defeat Big Dave by giving him a hammer to the face. Because that's how baby faces win.
He had
apparently.
The Superman.
Sorry, you got it again. Didn't hear anything.
Oh yeah, the Superman sledgehammer.
Yeah, like that's been a thing. I think for years, where it's apparently okay for Triple H to be the only one like associated with a weapon, and it's okay for him to pick up victories whenever he wants with a weapon. He does it. Oh, he's done it for years, man. That's why I hated it. That's why I hated him being a wrestler all the time, because his match work would be subpar, and then he just hit someone with a hammer and win, and everyone's fine with it. And they're like, "Fuck off! This is bullshit." It's like I'm all for like the heel twist turn and stuff like that, but when your main advantage for you to win a match is you hit them over the head with a fucking hammer, you're probably a bad wrestler.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And Triple H was never losing that match. What they're gonna do? Dave Bautista's gonna come back. Instead of being a superstar in Hollywood, why would you swap that?
Yeah.
Like if you're wanting to be an actor, why would you pretend to want to act in wrestling when you can just go be an actor? And you can trip up in the ring, which is very funny.
Oh my god, that was hilarious!
He tripped up. It was so good
during the entrance.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was the most
it's big bad Dave Bautista. Whoop. Oh, almost
slipped. He's like the most manly. There's the machine guns, there's fireworks. His pecs are gleaming. His abs chiseled.
Yeah.
He's the epitome of testosterone.
Listens to Godsmack, who clearly does entrance music. I'll walk for miles across this pit of danger. Put some fucking shoes on then.
And then. He goes to walk in the ring. He trips and then he falls off.
He trips a leech.
Good one.
Sorry.
He goes out and then back in again.
Yeah.
And then he's got a massive smile on his face.
It's great. It's like, oh.
So, and I was like instantly just
excited. Yeah, it was funny. But yeah, that was probably the highlight of the match, to be honest, for me.
Actually, yeah, to be honest.
Well, it's him tripping at the start.
Batista.
And it also, so it, again, it also annoys me, Triple H, how he had the most amount of shit in his entrance over everyone else. He ate up so much of the budget for his fucking bike that he had and his fucking, oh, Honestly. It's like
Mad Max.
no one else seems to get anything cool. Then he gets like the Mad Max syndrome down in his own little car because it's WrestleMania. But like
Oh, should we take a break here and talk about the set? Should I say offset?
By all means.
Oh my god, it was awful.
Lazy, fucking lazy.
So
It
bad.
like it worked for some things, but it's also just really unimaginative. It's a giant fucking screen, guys.
Just
That
one
had
huge screen.
Degeneration X spelt wrong on it.
Did it?
DE Generation X. Oh god, it's good.
I'll skip through
The Hall of Fame
the
ceremony,
Hall
I
of
don't
Fame
blame
stuff.
you.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon
Yeah, like last 2 years have been or last however many years have been great,
me.
I think. And last year was the
Big mask.
New Orleans, like the mass thing. Year before that was the post. It looks sick.
Yeah.
This year,
Big
it
screen.
was just
You're in
too
New York.
lame.
Could have had anything you wanted. We were watching the 2001 King of the Ring, before we started the pre-show, and it was like the giant chair with the glass windows that Shane McMahon went through in the Karanga match, and it was cool as
Oh
fuck.
my God. Yeah.
Like,
Yeah,
do you remember back in the day when they actually cared about how their stages looked and they were the shit and they were like full of effort of like fucking two park trucks next to each other for like no way out.
even SmackDown,
Backlash had giant
the
swinging
first.
fucking metal things. Do you remember
Yeah,
when things
like
where the set used to move? Holy shit, man.
I remember like Armageddon and like Day
Yeah.
Wreck.
Like cars, like blown
Like,
up cars and shit everywhere.
yeah.
Seen
But yeah,
seems cheaper
that's.
than trying to pay for the world's most expensive electricity bill.
I know, yeah, right. Right.
I'm going to blind
Right.
everyone with all these LEDs and.
How many bloody fireworks as well?
There's a lot of fireworks. It's funny though, because we were pretty much like, oh, they'd cut off their pyro so they could save it all for WrestleMania because their pyro budget must be out of this world. Everyone got fireworks. Fucking everyone got fireworks. Even the fireworks got fireworks for having fireworks. It was insane.
I was thinking like a few people have fireworks at the ramp and then fireworks in the ring. And it was like all over the show. I loved it. But leading on to the Baron Corbin Kurt Angle match.
Oh my fucking God.
Bit of crazy stuff.
I was so upset. I was as a Kurt Angle fan, like the Kurt Angle is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, like just flat out. And to see this fucking shambles of a match and the sheer disrespect and lack of thought that were put into Kurt Angle's final match is ridiculous. Because as much as I enjoy an Elias segment, wasting Word Life John Cena and Ruthless Aggression John Cena on Elias when it could have been Kurt Angle or it could have been Jason Jordan or it could have been anyone else who made more sense than fucking Baron Corbin to retire him in 6 minutes is fucking embarrassing.
Would have been so sick. Imagine that. Baron Corbin's like dead in the back, like on the floor, knocked out, and then you just hear "Word Life," it's basic economics, like
Yeah.
come out, and then John Cena
And then
fucks up Baron
Jason
Corbin,
Jordan comes out
fucking
too and
put out.
it's a fatal four way.
Oh my God,
It's like we all want to
it would
beat
have
you,
been
we want your
sick.
attention. We all want to retire you. And I was kind of confused as well when it was like the retirement match and also the farewell match. If it was a farewell match, I thought he was going to win, but then he unfortunately just got pinned for no reason in a match that wasn't great.
I just don't get it. Like
I was
it
so
was,
disheartened. I love Kurt Angle. He deserves so much better.
I thought they played it off so that he was definitely going to be facing someone else. Like, oh, I'm definitely facing Baron Corbin. Definitely, no doubt about it.
Word
Definitely,
life.
yeah. But
Ding.
no,
No, it was
I
Baron
did like the
Corbin.
John Cena segment.
It
What
was
about
decent.
you? It was fun.
For the crowd.
Although John Cena, old man dressed in young
He
dude
hasn't aged a
clothes.
day. The man has not aged. He's just grown his
Oh, are
hair
you
out.
having a laugh, mate? Are you having a laugh? Are you having a
No,
laugh?
he looks exactly his age. He looks like a 40-year-old
No, he
man
doesn't.
trying to pretend to be a 20-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, in that respect, yeah, definitely looks
He
40.
looks like he's a successful businessman because he's a successful businessman.
Well, look at me. I know young hip, and I'm ergonomic. I made up a word.
I'm gonna switch up on you like Nintendo. I'm
Whoa,
gonna
what's a
make you
Nintendo?
feel like a ho do or something.
I did like the I did like the Johnson here and the whole the Shih Tzu one feels if he's
Feels
remember
it
that?
feel
He was
feel
like
feel as if he sorry.
oh, I can't remember what exactly he said. Something about a Shih Tzu. I feel as if he's done that before.
Probably.
And John Cena, Tony Hale, that was.
Yeah. It's like he did it. He finally did it. But
Oh my God.
yeah.
Yeah,
Kurt
Kurt
Angle's
Angle.
match. RIP. We all miss you, Kurt. But what the fuck?
Yeah.
They did.
It should have been AJ versus Kurt in the match.
Oh yeah, that would be way better.
Oh, imagine if they did a triple threat with Smojo. Oh,
For the US title,
for the US title.
or if
That is so funny.
if you pin Kurt, you get he retires. No, it's either he wins the belt or he retires. Like he has to win. If he doesn't win, he retires.
Yes.
It's like belt or career. Like
Fuck, that would
they
have been
could have
so
done
sick.
so many things. I don't know
Oh,
how did you fuck this up?
dear.
This is so easy to do.
That
God damn
would have
it.
been sick.
Why?
Like AJ versus Joe, Angle, oh, shot of
Kurt,
glory.
yeah,
If
exactly.
not, have to
Yeah, like
retire.
shout out to the TNA days. So shout out to the fans who had to fucking jump ship to WWE because all their favorites left.
Yeah.
Like it's a crossing of history there. It's like this is what binds these people together. It's like Kurt Angle went to TNA to get the respect of all of these guys, and he got the respect of those guys. So in their final match, this is where they
They
both all want to end
retire.
up, I guess.
Oh, fuck's sake. Anyway.
Fucking God damn it. Hire us. Don't
Hire me.
hire me. I disagree with your
Hire me.
morals. But
I don't. I want your money.
the second last match,
Penultimate.
Ben Fowler and Bobby Lashley against with accompanied by Rhea Lush.
Rio Lush. I like that.
Rhea Lush could be a drag queen.
Rio Lush is a way better name.
Real Lush. Oh, you fucked it, mate. You have fucked
Rio
it.
Lush. That's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rio Rush.
Real Lush. This will
Rio
be
Lush.
Real
Anyway,
Lush.
the demon Finn Balor, actually.
Yeah, we did. I missed. I don't say I missed. I didn't watch The Rock. I haven't watched Ronnie just. But was the demon built up at all? Because they keep just randomly.
No,
They.
last week, Bobby Lashley came out. Finn Balor came up on top. Like,
So you
oh, I've got
basically
some
just gain superpowers.
demons, so have you. Yeah, it was built up than it was built up more than it had before main roster. If
Right.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just can't make him just summon the demon. That's just easy mode. If anything, he can just.
Easy mode, yeah, it is. Why isn't the demon every single
I know, like,
game?
what would be the point? It's like, why would you even try to be Finn Balor if you could just be the demon whenever you wanted? Just be the demon and win everything. Just win all the belts. Money in the Bank, Finn Balor. Well, the demon, sorry. It's like every pay-per-view from now on just says the demon, the demon, the demon, the demon, the demon, the demon, the demon.
Oh, they should just do that. Just
But I
give
don't.
all the belts to him.
But it's good that Finn has a belt from a WrestleMania moment into the bargain. As the demon, let's just hope
Yeah,
he doesn't get
yeah.
injured again, and eventually we get a good successful reign out of him, and Bobby can go do something. I don't know what the fuck what Bobby's gonna do with Bobby. I really don't know.
Bobby can go.
That went just a bit harsh.
I don't like Bobby Lashley. Yeah.
I don't hate him or anything, but I don't think it's his fault. It kind of feels
You
like
don't hate
I don't have any reason
you.
want to hate Bobby Lashley. I don't keep up with the front.
God, it's just boring.
Spear. Does
Spear. Spear.
the spear with a big headband? I don't know. Maybe it's the same as Brock Lesnar. Maybe if he wants to be the big
It's
tough
got an
guy, he can go.
arse. That's his
Oh,
whole gimmick.
thick.
I have a
Thick double C, double B, double B, double
double
C.
C.
Double B
Fair.
for Bobby, double C for thick.
Thick.
Lashley, son.
Riolish.
With the real wash. My man slave. My man servant.
Yeah, it was a
Companies me
pretty quick.
everywhere.
It was a pretty quick match with Finn back
Yeah.
for.
But since the match started, I was like, well, before it started, I was just saying, like, a pinball match is going to be a squash. It's going to shotgun him, shotgun drop kick, and then coup de grace, probably win, or maybe get the strap by Leo, and then he gets up, or some bollocks.
Yeah.
But I feel like this match should have been where the Kofi and Bryan match was. Or maybe third, actually. If the last three matches were Balor, Lashley, Kofi, Dan, Bryan, and then Becky and Ronda and Charlotte, I think it would be a better build.
Potentially, I feel as if it was paced better the way that it played out though, because it was kind of like start off with the Rollins Lesnar match, kind of a bit of a write off in terms of like first match
Yeah,
of
no,
the
that
go,
one makes complete
whatever.
sense
Then
in every way,
it
shape, and
builds up
form.
to the WWE title match, and then it builds again the Becky Lynch.
No, but yeah, but it shouldn't be that way though. Like the WWE United States Championship should not come after the WWE Championship. Like it's still the belt. Like
Yeah.
it's in the middle. It's below the Intercontinental Championship, which I feel I do feel
I
weird
was
saying
gonna
that though,
mention that.
because I always give them shit for putting the current Intercontinental belt on the pre-show or like the first match on, but like it's above it's above its. Champ the WWE Championship, like it's meant to be the big match, like the big belt, like it's still WrestleMania, and Kurt Angle getting retired is after the big belt. Like it doesn't make
Yeah.
sense. Like if you like
Yeah, I
what's
was gonna say, with New Japan, whoever, that is
that's
the
the
way
structure, that's how
things
it
go.
works.
It doesn't really matter who wins, it kind of always goes, which is stature of the belt or stake of the match is always, the first thing that who's winning some of it.
Yeah.
So they'll always have the heavyweight title, then the IC title, then US title,
Yeah.
then the tags or whatever. That'll always be paramount, the show based on win.
My God. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're like that last 2 minutes is really bad. Well, the last minute, sorry, last 30 seconds. It keeps popping. Yeah, you're getting more
It
pop.
doesn't matter. Let's just move on to the next match. Next match, final match.
You're getting a bigger pop than Roman Reigns sometimes, man.
Wow.
Wow.
So,
References.
final match.
The
Becky
big,
Lynch
big, big, big one.
versus Charlotte Flair winning the SmackDown and Raw Women's Championship. What did you think?
I thought this match was really good. I generally the build for it was actually they felt like a main event. It felt good to see like
Yeah.
everyone behind Becky. Like this is like what WrestleMania is meant to be. But
Yeah.
I thought the finish was weird. The finish made
Yeah.
no fucking sense whatsoever. Oh my
There's a
God.
reason for that, mate. It was a fucking bot.
I don't like if in terms of the storyline going into this thing, the whole thing should have been Becky disarming Ronda. Like that should have been the finish. Clean in the middle of the ring, like Benoit did against Triple H and Shawn Michaels. I mean, those are the best example, but you know what I'm going for. Like that was the crowning moment before she what like got the WrestleMania moment photography stuff was her putting the heel in the middle of the ring, being the face, and using her finisher to win, not winning the show of shows and both belts off of a fucking weird crucifix pin. What the fuck?
That was also not a three count.
I know, that too. Like, it's just, the fucking thing just didn't make any sense whatsoever. But in terms of, like, what the match is meant to be, like, I felt what I should have felt for the Seth Rollins and for the fucking Kofi match. Like, I felt involved in that one, I guess. Like, I felt like a good moment. Yeah, it was... Like, I felt like a proper change.
It felt like, I don't know, like, I felt as if Ronda was the in all of it.
Was it what?
I felt as if Ronda was the weak link.
I can kind of see what you mean.
Like, she's still the most green.
Yeah, definitely.
Her progression mm-hmm. last year, because it has been a year to the day, pretty much.
Yeah.
She has improved her progress spiked, and then it's plateaued. She hasn't improved what she's learned, I don't think.
Yeah.
She's in the past year anyway, like, I don't know, she still feels very
I think I know what you mean. I think it's more like she was more expecting to be a professional wrestler, and they've kind of just had her be like the sports entertainment star, because like she can do a lot. Like, she's clearly talented enough to like be a solid professional wrestler. She'd be a great professional wrestler. She could be as good as Charlotte or even Becky or like Asuka if she wanted to be. Like, no, don't doubt her ability to do so. But then it's still, her greenness does come through in certain moments, and it kind of showed in this. But it still added to her, the presence of her being there was still a good thing to have.
Yeah, I think that was my only criticism.
Like, because I'd feel, would you feel different about this if it was Becky and Charlotte versus Carmella? Like, they're kind of both the screen. Carmella's been doing it for a bit longer, but Ronda's better at it, if you know what I mean.
I think I prefer the women's TLC this.
Okay. Well, what was the TLC? The actual TLC? I don't think I've seen that one.
It was at TLC. First TLC. TLC. Charlotte, Becky, and they came out, pushed them. Good. Win.
I did catch that last bit.
It's when TLC match where Becky. We're going at it, and then Ronda came out, pushed Becky and Charlotte.
Right, I did catch that either. Sorry, we'll just move on. Oh my god!
I prefer the TLC.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's cool.
And this match was good.
Mm.
The mics were hot as fuck though.
Yeah.
And that was something that was not relayed during the. They were counting down moves, telling each other, calling out, and it took away from the match a bit for me,
mm-hmm.
which was a bit annoying.
Yeah,
it worked. The only time it worked, Charlotte and Beth both going at it for the powerbomb on the three powerbombs, and they were going 3-2-1, and then down, which works because they're actually. In order to inflict a move, Ronda. But then the Spanish Fly with Charlotte counting down to do it. I was like,
yeah.
It was just so, yeah. So hot.
Safety first, man.
Yeah, I guess, but still. I was surprised they could hear it. Like,
those mics are fucking sensitive, man. To be fair. It's like they're
assuming... I don't know if they turn them up as well to chat and shout things like in the match.
Don't know. Well, the directions. Well, I wouldn't say the directions, but they sometimes come for the ref. But I think if you're trying to like secure something and try to do it on the fly, I think you try gear guide someone towards something.
Hmm.
I think it's because if you've got three people too, then you're well sorry if you've got two people with you as well, you're trying to like make sure you know one person knows they're getting a move done to them.
Yeah. Another failed table. Whoopsie.
I like those tables. Those tables seem safe to me. Like I don't have a lot of bad images of like people not going through those tables, but there's a lot of them for not going through the new announce desks, which are thick as fuck, thicker than Bobby
Oh, yeah.
Lashley, taking no shit. Because
Yeah, that's the thing, like, that's the last thing you is like a, a 300-pound guy like standing on the table without anything happening.
It was the same like in the Triple H Batista match when the back body drop happened, and he just like hit it
Yeah, it just
way
landed.
hard. And you're like, oh, that would rough.
That'd be like worse because obviously the men. Anyway, sorry, I said something that's a
Yeah,
catfish.
sorry. Yeah, you've
Anyway.
catfished a lot.
Anyway, moving on. The final moment. It was meant to be a three count. Was it a three count? Was it meant to be a three count? I don't know. It was a bit weird. Ronda goes for the Piper's Pit and gets
Becky gets caught in the
counted up to a
shoulders.
crucifix. And then it goes for a three count, but Ronda obviously kicks out and it's kind of later. Don't know.
Yeah, it was just sort of like, woo, champion now.
It kind of took away from the hype.
Everyone was like, oh, yay! Big moment that
Yeah,
we're all
exactly.
waiting
It's that
for. There's that weird lull.
stutter. It's that stutter of emotion, like,
It's like, did she win? Oh, she did. Then it's like,
So,
yay!
yeah, and then she ends up winning, which is great and kind of caps off the show. Everyone kind of sees it coming with the champion. Becky, Kofi, and I think it was a good way to. I think the results went the right way in pretty much every match.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think
Obviously, you just didn't want Baron,
no.
I guess,
What the fuck?
Angle's retired, so what else do you do?
Like, it kind of makes sense for him to lose because it's a retirement match, but at the same time, Baron fucking Corbin.
Of all people.
On, guys. It's
You can do better than that.
so much better. But yeah, no, I agree with you. I think overall the happiness factor for a WWE show, which is really that high, was quite good. As much as I'm not invested in the WWE storylines, I think it was a lot better to see this sort of like mentality show wise, as opposed to what they've been doing with like the random left those that you didn't see coming just because. Ha, Brock's still champion. Ooh, another year of this shit.
Exactly, yeah.
It's like building up this stupid storyline where Roman Reigns will be the only guy to kick out of the F5 and then he just dies. Bye. Okay. Now,
Bye.
there goes your plot lines. Cool. Bye. Remember all that stuff you developed? Oh, wait, no. No, you did not.
Yeah, that was the thing is, yeah. But they've I think they've pretty much hit the head. What did you think of on SmackDown?
Oh, you want to do this because we're at an hour and a half.
Huh?
Do you want to do Raw and SmackDown? We've got an hour and a half. We could do them.
I don't think that much happened.
No,
Do
I.
you?
Sami Zayn came back. Well, I got Kofi feuds with Seth Rollins. Lars Sullivan made a debut. Big strong boy. Lacey Evans is feuding with Becky and tried to run about in heels. NXT are still apparently representing Black, Aleister Black, and Ricochet. Dean Ambrose
I
left.
just
Dean Ambrose fucking left. Do that.
Yeah, that was a mosh. I don't really,
I
yeah.
don't know what happened.
Well, that's just been coming for ages, though.
Yeah, like it's been like an ongoing story. There's not been an ongoing storyline. It's been like a day in the life of Jonathan Good, or Dean Ambrose, or whoever you want to call him.
Yeah.
It's been like a really a weird open, I'm leaving, but I'm still an employee of this company where we're actually all superstars, but we're not actually employees or anything. And I'm kind of wanting to leave and I'm disappointed about what's happening, but I'm leaving anyway. And he might go to AEW. We don't know. Might go back to CZW. We don't know. Might go to China. Don't know. Might go to New Japan. Might go to AAA. Never know. Might go to TNA. Never know.
Oh, God. Please, no.
Sami Zayn is back, bitches, and I underlined bitches on my little list.
Yeah, it was interesting. He came back, shaved his head, was a face, came back with a, and then just was an absolute dick.
Start trash talking the crowd. Start trash talking the universe. Yeah. This is the wrong universe to fuck with.
pretty much.
Hardy Boys are now the champions yet again.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what that's going to bring. I don't know whether they're just had to freshen it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was pretty basic.
They have not aged that much. they've aged like 5 years in the past 20 years.
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe just like beyond. But what else happened? Kofi and Rollins was a decent matchup. So
yeah.
They saved Kofi, but. And I feel as if this was one of the most tame after Mania. At all.
No,
Lars Sullivan, I don't count.
That's not a post WrestleMania sort of reveal. That's like a masked challenger. Like a battle royale kind of thing.
Especially when 6 months ago they'll say anyway.
Sorry?
Especially like 6 months ago they were saying
saying he was what?
Especially 6 months ago they
were saying he. No, Discord's not letting you say that last bit, man. Not at all.
Lars Sullivan was always main.
Yeah. Kind of, he was like the Dan Matha after Dan Matha.
Yeah.
But he's interesting. Like he's a dominant force. But then you've kind of got Braun Strowman already being your dominant force. So do you actually need to have like two?
And then you've got Samoa Joe.
Yeah, you've got Samoa Joe as well. Then you've got Rowan coming back, I guess, in some way, shape, or form to be like a big dominant guy. Luke Harper could do with a comeback.
He is a big boy though, isn't he?
He is a big lad, isn't he? Big ginger boy. Big Earth Planet metal rocker boy.
No, Lars Sullivan.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's a big boy too.
Oh, he is a big boy.
He likes the meat and the quads and the squatting and the fucking people up.
Pretty much. What else happened though?
Samoa Joe is feuding with R-Truth and Braun Strowman. Apparently, this is the ideal thing for Braun Strowman to do. Is to go after a belly belt.
Because they didn't do any of the shaker. I feel as if all of this is like null and void, and everything's going to get blown up 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When they actually announce and then do the shake up.
So do you think the shake up would be like on a just after a pay per view or before the next pay per view?
I think before, because the next one will be Money in.
Yeah, it's probably.
They're all cross brand anyway, and then Money. Just a shit show anyway.
I'm pretty sure you said that the last podcast, and I forgot it then. I forgot it again. That they're a cross band again. Like it seems like such a pointless endeavor to do. Like every 2 years is just to focus on like a year of maybe brand split shows to fuck about.
Nah,
with.
I feel as they can't go back again in terms of proper brand split.
No. Because it feels like everyone still works for WWE at the end of the day. It doesn't matter what brand they're on, because they're going to cut across again if they don't work out very well.
Nah, it's better to have best.
But no, I think with this end of this WrestleMania in particular, with this kind of expected change that the fans or the universe have been wanting for, I think these changes, Kevin Owens coming back and Sami Zayn coming back, that's actually like a different time. So with Undertaker finally like retiring and Brock Lesnar finally leaving, there's not a lot of the old guard there now. Like Seth Rollins and that are basically, and Roman Reigns are now the leaders of the locker room and like the new current generational champs. So they need to step up and start having the matches and the feuds, I guess, that made Shawn Michaels Shawn Michaels, that made Stone Cold Steve Austin Stone Cold, to make The Rock The Rock, and what made Brock Lesnar Brock Lesnar. Like, these guys need to like step up in some way, shape, or form with the help of Vince McMahon and company to be raised as these big stars. Because there's still a
And
massive
hopefully,
gap.
yeah, they just need to fucking leave the past behind them because it happens in a lot of media. You see it in music all the time, like, well, music right now, you and I both like rock metal music. You see that, like, the big festivals rely on,
The older bands way too much. Like Metallica don't need to be the
in this
headliner of your show every fucking year.
exactly in the same way you don't need Kogan now.
Yeah, exactly. Like we need to leave the ship for next year. Like next year needs
Oh,
to
having
be.
said that as well, I forgot Undertaker fucking showed up
Should I wear?
on
I'm raw.
Raw.
Yeah, Tombstone Elias, you know.
Yeah.
And
God, just go to bed.
yeah, like I don't need to see him anymore. It's kind of like Ozzy
Neither do
Osbourne,
I.
like
It
Black Sabbath.
really is. It
Like Black
really
Sabbath,
is.
I've been and gone.
Wheel him out. Do a few moves. The same way Ozzy does a couple of songs.
Throws a bucket of water on. That's like the old school. Come on, you fuckers! That's the last ride powerbomb. Let's go fucking crazy! It's the choke slam.
I can't hear
I can't fucking hear you. I can't fucking hear Sharon. I can't hear anything.
Sharon is just the tombs.
It's
The big
end all be all.
one.
Sharon.
Pile driver. But yeah, that's kind of the crux of it, really, is to feel like, a good turning point,
Because.
a good way to start off the new season.
Yeah, especially this year when they've got AEW breathing down their necks, and TNA
Yeah,
like putting on.
it will be sink or swim for a lot of promotions, including
Yeah, I'm
AEW
excited.
making waves, and then
Got
New
New
Japan
Japan coming
ripping off.
across, yeah. Like they're coming, whether you like it or not. New Japan are making waves,
Yeah,
man.
it's happening. It's happening.
Like they have to step up and start delivering like the same sort of. Not technical master classes or like strong style sort of stuff, but they need to actually start having matches now, and
There's things
stop
that make
relying
it
on,
so popular.
yeah, stop relying on their t-shirt sales to like justify them being a good company, and need to like actually put some work behind the t-shirt. Why are you buying a Seth
Exactly.
Rollins t-shirt? Oh, because it's on sale. Not because I'm a massive
Burn
fan
it
and I want
down.
to buy his merch. The most popular t-shirt says the man on it. Like it's not the most creative t-shirt in the
Exactly,
world.
exactly.
Like that could be for anyone. It's cool that it's for Becky, but it could be for literally anyone.
Exactly, mate.
But
I'll do one of those.
yeah, they're not getting my money. They're not getting my money ever again. That's a point. A point of principle.
I'll just buy a knockoff one. I won't get
Da
my money.
man. That man with an A at the end instead.
Manny.
The MAYN, the main.
The many. Whoa. Didn't think about that, did you?
No,
Many.
then. Oh.
Well, do you have any more thoughts, opinions, impressions about WrestleMania 35 in New York?
No, I think I've tied it up how I felt about it just quite a minute ago. Enjoyable show. Subpar wrestling. Then.
Looking,
Now.
I'm looking forward to the
Forever.
future.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm looking forward to it, though, because these three champions is definitely the way I want it to go.
Yeah, like these feel like fan
And
choices that were made for the fans.
the feuds could be many. And I think good feuds as well. So, yeah, that's been the Near Falls Podcast with your boy, Connor, your dad, and me, Jack Mobley. Follow us on social medias. The near full social media is yet to be fully, but we'll
follow,
get that.
Follow us on something we haven't created yet.
Exactly. But follow
get
me
ahead of the curve.
Personal, at Jack Mobley on Twitter. Me, even though you probably already are. But anyway, that has been the Near Fall Podcast. Join us next week. Discussion from the wrestling universe, not just WWE. We are going into the independent side of things. So if you want to hear more about that, be sure to tune in next week for the Near Fall Podcast. Say bye, Connor.
Bye.